أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإلى ثمود أخاهم صالحا، قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره، قد جاءتكم بينة من ربكم، هذه ناقة الله لكم آية فذروها تأكل في أرض الله، ولا تمسوها بسوء فيأخذكم عذاب أليم. Sadaqallahul Azim. We discuss ayah number 73 of Surah Al-A'raf. In the previous verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about His Nabi Sayyidina Hud alayhi salatu wa salam going to His people, the people of Ad. Before that, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam to His people. As we had discussed, from Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, one son Sam. From him there was a person by the name of Iram. Iram had two boys, one was Aus and one was Khathu. From Aus we had the people of Ad. Ad was the son, and from him his tribe. And then from Khathu there was this person called Thamud. And from Thamud his tribe and his family began to multiply, and they were known as the people of Thamud. They inhabited and they inherited the lands of the people of Ad after the destruction of the people of Ad, and together with that, the northern part of Arabia. A surah in the Quran which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Hijr. وَلَقَدْ كَذَّبَ أَصْحَابُ الْحِجْرِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. This Hijr actually was the place where Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wassalam was sent to his people, the people of Thamud. And then in later times it became known as Mada'in Salih. The great commentator of the Quran, Mawlana Sulaiman Nadwi rahimahumullah, in his tafsir of Ardul Quran, he has alluded to the fact that when one goes to Mada'in, one will see many of the remnants of the people of Thamud and the people of Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wassalam. Nonetheless, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had also gave them great strength. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also gave them a lot of wealth. Allah ta'ala had gave them the inheritance of the land, and again lands that were lush. And over and above all of that Allah Ta'ala gave to the people of Ad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made them people that were good in sculpture and also architecture. So what had happened was, because of the huge and the large bodies, their strength, etc., not only did they build palaces and mansions, they also began to carve homes out of the mountains. And this is also evident. When one goes to these areas, one will see this huge palaces, huge homes that had been carved and sculpted out of the mountains. And on the top of it, it was inscribed in the Thamudi or the Iramic language, whatever they wanted to write on top of it. And hence, like other communities, they had begun to disobey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them worldly wealth, Allah had given them land, Allah had given them everything. They had left Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and they also then resorted to worshipping the idols. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about these people, and Allah says, وَإِلَىٰ ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا. And we sent to the people of Thamud their brother Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wassalam. He was from the very tribe of Thamud, and of course his message was like the message of his predecessors. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهِ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ. O my people, worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You are worshipping, but you are worshipping these deities, these idols that are not Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They are all the creation and the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn your attention from all of that and worship one Allah. مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُ. There is no object of worship, there is no ilah, there is no one worthy of worship besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So worship Allah Rabbul Izzat.
As a young person, Allah had given him nubuwat. He continued and he carried on this message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until the signs of old age became evident on Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wa salam. But his people would not turn towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They would not accept his message. So then some of them began to say to Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wa salam that there is one possibility, one probability that we will listen to you. And this on one mountain, the area was mountainous. There was one mountain by the name of Katiba. That from this mountain of Katiba, a she-camel comes out. And not just any ordinary she-camel. That she-camel, that female camel, must be 10 months pregnant. Now for our information, there are some camels that give birth at the earliest of 13 months, and the others will give birth at the earliest of 15 months. So a 10-month-old camel is now about to give birth in the next few months. That is what we want to come out of this mountain. And if that happens, then we will bring iman in you and we will bring iman in the Allah that you profess and you speak about. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, with regards to this, قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ بَيِّنَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Now Allah ta'ala narrates the latter part of the life of Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wasalam. The earlier part was about worshipping Allah ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this a reality that from that mount of Katiba, there was one day some boulders and some rocks that began to fall. A huge sound. People turned their attention towards them and here was this pregnant she-camel of 10 months old as they had ordered it, so to say. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had now presented it, a very great kudrat of Allah Rabbul Izzat, a mu'jiza at the hands of Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wassalam. So he's saying to his people, قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ بَيِّنَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Certainly the bayyina, the sign, the clear signs had come to you from your Rabb. هَذِهِ نَاقَةُ اللَّهِ لَكُمْ. This is the naqatullah. Naqa actually refers to a female camel. This is the naqa of Allah. This is the female camel of Allah. And it is attributed to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala because of the miraculous way in which it had come into existence. And also it is attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of the significance of the occasion, like how we would say Baytullah for the house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is attributed to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So hadihi naqatullahi lakum ayatun. This is a sign for you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ayatan fadaruha. But leave this animal, leave this naqa, let it continue to do what it has to do. What it would do is ta'kulu fi ardillah. It will eat from the lands of Allah, from the earth of Allah. The earth all belongs to Allah Ta'ala. This is now the creature of Allah. There is no other owner of this. There is no human that can own this. This is directly from Allah. Let it eat from the earth of Allah. وَلَا تَمَسُّوهَا بِسُوءٍ. And do not touch it. Do not afflict it with any difficulties. In other words, do not harm it. Actually, what had happened is that when this naqa had come, the other animals had become frightened and afraid. So the owners of those animals began to take offense. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already put this into place that none and no one is going to touch this animal, afflict it with any difficulty. فَيَأْخُذَكُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Otherwise, a painful punishment will afflict you, would get hold of you. And this was now the da'wat of Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wassalam to his people Thamud. And obviously they had not brought iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq, inshallah we continue. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallah wa bihamdi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.